Hello once again, and thank you for calling into the Daily Inspiration Line. This is Feldy again, and I greet you in the name of Jesus. Let's take another look at the Kingdom of Heaven today. As we look at that topic, we can see that this was the purpose of Jesus' earthly ministry. We can see in Mark, the Gospel of Mark, where he began to preach and said, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." A little later in the chapter, we see this incident where he healed many people who were sick. After sunset, it says the whole city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And in the morning, he arose a long while before daylight, went to a solitary place, and prayed there. After a while, Simon and those who were with him found him and said, "Everyone is looking for you." But what did he say? Here he had a day's work in front of him. More people wanting to be healed. But he said, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth, for the purpose of preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God." So let's take a look at the parable of the workers in the vineyard. Matthew chapter 20, starting in verse 1. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you.' So they went." So looking at these several verses here, we see that the landowner agreed with the laborers for a coin, for a day's work. A day's wages for a day's work. That is sufficient. That is enough. And the reward which God has for the laborers in his kingdom is also sufficient. In verse 3, where it says, "He went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace," we can see that here were people unemployed, having no work, and no means of creating employment on their own. So the landowner meets them, offers them employment, and no set price, but rather, "Whatever is right, I will give you." Now this laboring in the vineyard would be our works, our good works, as we serve our God. Not works which we have invented or created for the purpose of pleasing God, but works which God created for us. It is a gift of God. It is by His grace that He gives us employment and good works to walk in. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Good works, employment, which God has prepared beforehand for us to walk in. Here in this parable, we see the landowner. He had a vineyard. The vineyard was ready for laborers. It needed laborers. And so he went and he offered employment to those who were willing to accept it. And to those that he met at the third hour, or 9 o'clock, he did not offer a denarius, but rather, "Whatever is right, I will give you." And we will never find ourselves shortchanged by trusting God and throwing ourselves on his grace. To serve him with all of our hearts and all of our strength, in the works that he has prepared for us, not works which we invent or create. Verse 5, "Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour and did likewise, kept finding more laborers, and the same thing. About the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, 'Why have you been standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one hired us.'" Here they were, having had no opportunity for employment all day. But at the first opportunity, they did take the offer. He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right you will receive." They also trusted that they would receive a sufficient reward. So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first." And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. Here they received the same reward that was promised to those who had begun to labor in the early morning. We see here that God is not paying us by the hour, excuse me, but rather the gift. His reward is a gift to all who enter in. Had the landowner paid the last ones only 1/12 of a denarius, then it would have been an hourly wage instead of a gift. And it would show that more work equals more reward. Verse 10 says, "But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, 'These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day.' It did not look fair." Here they had worked 12 hours, working in the heat, and others had come in at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, worked for 1 hour, received the same wages. "But he answered one of them and said, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give this last man the same. not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. We do not judge God for his goodness and his mercy. Many who are last to enter will be the first, and the first will be last. And may God bless your day.